found out there was nothing between you and me. Cause I don't care, how's it gonna be? How's it gonna be when you don't know me anymore? And how's it gonna be? Wanna get myself back in again, the soft of oblivion. I wanna taste the soul of your.
Welcome into the studios of ESP Media. I'm Rob Ebel with the voice of the Crusaders, Jeff Schneidel. It's the Molar Football Podcast. It's week number 9, Schneids. Two weeks left. Can you believe it?
Well, we're getting near the end, and let's crank it up.
A lot of fun this last week. Got the Crusaders traveled up to Otterbein University. It's the second year in a row we've done that, and I understand it's our last year of doing that. But we kind of went up a little worried. We're playing the number one team out of Region 1 out of Cleveland, St. Ignatius Wildcats, and you know, it was the woe is me syndrome. And I remember a few years back we went to that same segment hosting Trinity at Lachlan. Everyone's like, oh my god, they're coming in like the fifth ranked team in the country, and Molar was, I think we might have been 500 then, and we were like, woe is me, and we ended up pulling out a win. So it was kind of the same thing.
We were 6-3 at that time.
Were we?
But we had that disheartening loss to Lakewood St. Edward, where we were beating them by 21 points, and they scored 28 unanswered points.
And that was up there, right?
No, that was at Lachlan.
Was it?
Yes, that was at Lachlan, and the kids could have just thrown the towel in, and they just...
Do I remember, weren't we woe is me going into that Trinity game, kind of? Didn't we have
that
same...
Well, I think, to be honest, I think we were so shell-shocked that we were beating Ed's by 21, and then watch it just start disintegrating. And, you know, I remember in that game, they converted like three or four fourth and not like fourth and half yard plays, like fourth and 8, fourth and 10, fourth and 6. And had we stopped any one of those, that whole game would have been different. But then all of a sudden they started scoring, and they were like a freight train just barreling down, and we couldn't do anything. And they basically stole the game. And then that set that up with Trinity. And I don't know, woe is me, however you want to look at it, but man, what a pivotal game for the Crusaders. Let me spit that out. As I mean, that really launched them into bigger and better things. And gosh, I'd love to have a repeat of that, because I tell you what, the kids this past week came out with some big time heart, and they got it done.
Yeah, 41-20, great game by the Crusaders. All three phases, offense, defense, special teams, were stellar for four quarters. And you know, John had said for weeks and weeks and weeks, we've got a young team, we just got to figure out how to play four quarters. They did that. We got some takeaways. There were some penalties. It was a great game by the Crusaders. You can go on letsgobigmo.com and watch John's interview that I did on Wednesday. We highlighted a lot of the players. I'm not going to do that on this forum. But, you know, he had a lot of congratulations to go out to the guys that came ready to play. They executed the game plan, and we got on the bus heading back to Cincinnati with a 41-20 victory.
Rob, it was just a fun game. You know, and literally getting ready for that game and seeing, you know, there were a whole range of emotions. I mean, could there be running clock in the second half? I mean, are we just going to fold up and collapse? The reality is the kids were geared up and ready to play, and they scored at least five different ways. You know, a rushing touchdown, a passing touchdown, a fumble recovery. a field goal, and a punt return. So they get that whole mix of scoring and capitalizing. And to be honest, it could have even been more with that block punt in that first half. We didn't capitalize on that. We didn't get any points out of that, but man,
and
we were
John
just,
even said at films that they did not have punt block on. The player got, he was so wide open that he just had to go block.
Well, Mullaney, I think he got in that gap between the snapper and I guess you would say the guard, yep. Went right into that gap, and he was just untouched, and he just blew it up. Now, wish someone we could have tried to scoop it up and take it in, but nonetheless, we got the ball there. We didn't get any points out of that, but you know, and that was after Mullaney had the fumble return for a touchdown. And I tell you what, some of those defensive line, Mullaney and Davidson and, you know, Merritt and Carpenter, I mean, they were as pumped up that the Ignatius offensive line and the props were given. I tell you what, that defensive line, I don't want to say took them to task, but they really held them in check.
Yeah, 9 sacks, 2 away from the season, the single game school record. You know, they made it tough, but it also a lot of those sacks were because we had good downfield coverage. So it was just a great team effort. Exciting to see. Now we got to carry it on into week 9, traveling up Saturday to face an always tough Lakewood St. Ed's, which we'll talk in the second segment. But congrats, Crusaders go 4-4 on the season and jump with that victory, jump all the way up to third in the Harbin ratings. Joe Idle, however you want to look at it, we're sitting 3, but we'll talk about that in the second segment. Let's talk about the lower levels for the Crusaders. Another tough week, even though John is okay with it because they're playing tougher competition. You know, they're not playing inferior opponents. You know, both the JV and the freshmen traveled up Saturday morning to Otterbein. And like John said in my Wednesday interview, the JV is being held together by a thread right now because there's so many injuries on varsity that they're having to pull guys up that they're struggling to field a team there on Saturday mornings. And I know in talking to Mike Reeder, who filmed the game for us, number 13, the quarterback for the Crusaders, was limping the entire game. He was struggling. But anyway, so they fell short 14-2. The JV did. They go to 3-4 on the season, but they're struggling just with number sheets.
Well, but they're also playing against some of the best.
Right.
You know, Ignatius certainly. I mean, they had great numbers for their varsity. You know, I didn't see a whole bunch of sophomores that were playing for Ignatius. So, you know, they're playing against a good team. Could they play against a smaller school and have more of a game or beat
sure,
a team?
Sure, and get a W, yeah.
But, you know,
they're not getting better.
But they're playing the best of the best. And,
yep.
And as it looks like, you know, they're gonna be revisiting that squad as they become juniors and seniors. So you might as well start getting familiar right now.
Right, no doubt about that. And then on this Saturday, they will travel up and face at 11 a.m. at St. Edward's High School. They'll play the JV at 11, so that will be their next game for the JV. The freshmen, they got thumped, and I'm guessing, and I obviously didn't have a chance to talk to any of the freshman players on the bus. If you would ask them, was that the hardest you've been hit all year, I'm guessing they would say, yeah, that was probably the toughest game we've played all year. They got beat 29-6, and they were just kind of manhandled, and from what Mike Reeder said, it was you know, they just got beat. You know, it's going to happen every now and then. So they faced a tough squad, but that's okay. So they're now 6-4 on the season. That includes B games, and then they will travel. They'll play at 1:00 at St. Edward's High School, and we'll be filming both of those, the 11-1. So
and that is at St. Ed's. Kind of similar to Moeller, where
yes.
They don't have a stadium, but they have a field that they use. And wow, I remember going back a couple years when my son Trevor was a sophomore, and the JV team, that game was at 10 a.m., and I think the bus rolled out of Moeller at 4:30 a.m.
Yes, sir.
Wow, that was now I actually went up the night before, so I was all comfy, and with that, I didn't have that early wake-up call, but I remember
that's a tough one.
Just, hey, getting everybody on the bus at 4:30 a.m. and get that 3.5-hour trip up north to get ready to play. Wow, that's a little fun adventure.
Thinking back to my playing days, you know, yes, we used leather helmets back then, no face masks, but the team that always hit us the hardest was always St. Ed's. We used to always play them at Baldwin Wallace. You know, they came down, and then we played at Baldwin Wallace back then. And those guys, the guys from Ed's, they like to hit, man. And when they hit, you felt it.
Well, and Moeller's first state championship was against St. Ed's by a score 14-12 back in, was that 75?
Sounds right.
You know, that was a great game. I know John Williams had that big punt that got him out of trouble. And
60-some yards.
Yeah, they were able to run out the clock, so that was big time. And, wow, you think of winning that first championship, and, you know, Ed's hadn't won one until we got into, what, about 2010 or 11?
Right.
So, you know, you think of all the success that Moeller's had over the years, and that was quote-unquote the first one, and that was pretty cool. And, you know, Ed's doesn't like us talking like that, but you know what? That's what the history books say.
Yeah, two great programs. It's going to be fun to travel up. We'll be on Spectrum on a delayed basis. I know our kick's at 4:07. I just got the paperwork. So 4:07, to be precise, is when we'll kick that off. We will be bringing all the live audio action on letsgobigmo.com at 4:07. We'll usually start a pregame show 30 minutes prior, so you know, tune us in for that. Schneids, why don't we take a break? We'll come back, talk about the GCLSouth.com update on St. Xavier, Elder, and LaSalle, and talk a little bit more about the Eagles. This is Rob Ebel and Jeff Schneidel. We'll be right back. ESP Media and In-Game Sports, located in Cincinnati, Ohio, house the best special event promotions, game management, sales, and media productions in town. The Skyline Chili Crosstown Showdown, the nation's longest-running high school football showcase, is one of our signature events. Also, we operate numerous high school athletic media programs in greater Cincinnati. We can support your school and or company with website and mobile app creation and operations, on-site audio and video production studios. We can tackle your project right here under one roof. Contact us today to put our team to work for you. Reach us at 513-655-4966. That's 513-655-4966. Or email us at sales@espmediasn.com. It's your event. We just produce it. Some investors have time to manage their own portfolios. Others don't. That's why Raymond James & Associates offers several types of professionally managed programs designed to meet your needs. Call financial advisor David Rodrigo today at 513-786-7842. That's 513-786-7842. He is located in Blue Ash, Ohio, to discuss professional asset management. Raymond James Associates, member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC. Life well planned. Welcome back into the studios of ESP Media, just north of downtown Cincinnati. We're here in Kenwood. I'm Rob Ebel with the voice of the Crusaders, Jeff Schneidel. We're in the Moeller Football Podcast, week number 9. Schneids, it's been an interesting season so far.
Well, very interesting. And, you know, for the Crusaders, obviously coming off that really big win against Ignatius, I will say one victory does not a season make, because you'd hate to see if that's the big win and then we lay an egg the next 2 weeks and then get into the playoffs, because our ticket would be either St. X or Coleraine. So, you know, we got work to do, and there's certainly incentive there. And, you know, win one or both of these games. And I know that kind of sounds funny because it's, hey, we're going to Lakewood St. Ed's. But you know what? It's the same situation as it was last Friday. I mean, there was just a lot of skepticism and, you know, is there going to be running clock tonight and we're going to get drilled and all that. And you know what? We're not probably expected to go up to Ed's, but I think there's about, you know, 50 or 60 kids that are going up there thinking, you know what, let's go get it done.
Well, you know, last Saturday, nobody thought Moeller was going to beat Ignatius, so let's give it a shot.
Yep.
You know, it'd be interesting to see how things happen across town. I think their game's at 2 or 3. I'm not sure. Let's see. As the times aren't on here. They're either at 2 or 3 kick. Their game's live on Spectrum. Should be interesting to see how that goes, because depending on how the game goes, Ignatius versus X could give the Crusaders a lot of points.
Well, and again, I think, you know, the thing with Ignatius is, again, very big, very well coached, although they had a couple of untimely penalties, but it doesn't seem like they have that superstar that can separate or elevate a team, and I think that's going to help St. X. But,
no doubt,
you know, X is going to travel up there. We're both going to be there, and I think that would be a really, really good game, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's a lot of people in Cleveland, and I say a lot, that have tickets to both games, and they're going to go to one, and then go to the other, and because of the love of high school football. But
yeah, we'll see.
You know,
hey, let's go through the you know, I know I religiously go to joeidle.com, and he's so good at what he does. I don't think I've ever found an error, you know, when you look at the Harbin that comes out a day or so later. I'm just going to go through the top eight in Region 4, Division 1. St. Xavier Bombers, number one. Coleraine Cardinals have played themselves right into the number two slot. Moeller, with their victory against St. Ignatius, is at three. Fairfield Indians dropped a little bit with their loss to Coleraine, down to number four. The Elder Panthers, with their big win over Winton Woods in overtime, catapulted up to five, because I believe they were out. I think going into
that's
I think they
were
at nine.
That is a big, big win for Elder. Yeah. Absolutely.
Tom Grippa's Milford Eagles, 7-1 at the sixth spot. And Scott DeTillo's Sycamore Aviators at seven, and then the Mason Comets at eight. Three teams that are still, well, there's really five that are still mathematically alive. East, West Claremont, Springboro, Princeton, and West High, believe it or not. Those five, everyone else in Region 4 have eliminated themselves.
Rob, I'll say I love looking at the region this time of year, but I also hate looking at the region this year because there's so many different possibilities. And let's face it, the GMC with 10 teams, there's several that are going to be playing each other, and they're going to cannibalize each other. I mean, right. They're, you know, one's going to win and the other one's going to get knocked down, and it's going to be painful for the league, so to speak, because they got several of the games with, you know, Mason and East and Sycamore. They're kind of a little bit intertwined. Let's not forget the Milford Eagles. I believe they play Anderson this week. And, you know, Anderson is a tough, tough Division II team.
And they're but, number two right now.
You know, they're going to be fighting for a league title there. So Milford's got its hands full. You know, we've already talked about the Crusaders. But like I said, I love looking at all that information, but I hate looking because then you start thinking of all the possibilities and what happens to this, and it goes on and on.
Okay, GCLSouth.com. Check it out. It's a new website that ESP Media has created for the GCL South. A lot of great original content there. Let's go through the GCLSouth.com. Elder Panthers, they host the International School of Broward out of Florida. They're 1-3. Should be a W for the Panthers. I'm not sure how many points are going to get out of it. I don't have a time, but that I'm guessing that 7 o'clock kick on Friday. So.
If I remember correctly, the last time Elder played a team from Florida, they were an hour before the game. They were just crossing over the river, and they had to delay the game like an hour, and it was not a pretty sight for the visitors. I think the this Florida school will get there well ahead of time.
Yes. LaSalle Lancers – Division II, Region 8, they're in first place. They clinched a playoff spot. Congrats to Coach Pat Mack, and now they're playing these last 2 weeks to secure a home game. So they will host St. Charles out of Columbus. St. Charles is coming in 1-7, so I'm going to give the Lancers hopefully a W there. That should
well, and then they got a fun game on the horizon after there with the Elder Panthers.
St. Xavier Bombers travel with the same as Moeller Crusaders fans up to Cleveland. They take on St. Ignatius. I think that's 3 o'clock live on Spectrum. St. Ignatius 7-1, so that should be a Jim Dandy game. But check out GCLSports.com for all the updates and stuff.
So you can turn that on at Spectrum at 3 and then turn the volume down at 4:06 as we come on at 4:07. Actually, what should I say, 3:40, you can turn us on for the pregame. And
yes.
Listen to us and keep an eye on that one.
In talking with Coach Rodenberg Tuesday at Films at Silver and Cafe and then interviewing him again on Wednesday, another tough task for the Crusaders, but we're starting to get guys healthy. He likes the team. The guys are playing with confidence. You know, we got to play a similar game. You know, you just got to have all three phases, eliminate your penalties, get some takeaways, and then see where you are at halftime.
Rob, you know, Coach. Obviously, it was a little bit happier night, let's say, at the Silverton Cafe Tuesday night, which will be there again next Tuesday, but. You know, we noticed even as the game got underway that the bench, the supporting cast, if you will, the Crusaders, everybody was into it from the start.
Right.
And, you know, I think that kind of set a tone. So, you know, hopefully we can duplicate that same effort. It's not going to be easy. Ed's is really, really good. But you know what? You find out how good you are, and there's always something to be said. You know, kind of rally together and try to figure some things out. And, you know, certainly the Crusaders, you know, have some talent. They're there. And let's just hope they have a good good trip up and are ready to kick it off and go full force at 4:07.
I agree. I'm going to interview John at Lakewood High School about 2:15 p.m., so we'll get some nuggets there that we'll broadcast on the air prior to kickoff. So best of luck to the Crusaders. Safe travels to the Crusaders and the Bomber fans and teams up and back, so it's a safe trip for everybody. Schneids, thank you as always, and well, I'll see you in Cleveland.
Sure. Well, after this week, maybe a little bit of the dust will start to settle, but it won't be fully settled.
Can you believe we did an entire show and didn't talk about Angelo's? You know, every other year we've...
Well,
oh my gosh.
My thought on that is if we tell everybody about Angelo's Pizza in Lakewood, then we're going to be waiting to get in. So you didn't hear about Angelo's Pizza in Lakewood, which has been our staple the last several trips up to Lakewood.
Yeah, walking. It's we won't tell you that it's walking distance from the stadium, so we'll just leave it at that. So best of luck, Schneids. I'll see you in Cleveland.
We'll be there.
I'm not afraid to die. each other. It's a good idea, break a promise to